Further, since this list he displayed showed a great difference, and further inflamed the discontent of those who received lesser gifts, he confronts them with greater intensity in what follows, because he has already offered them many examples of how they are not significantly inferior. What I mean is, because it was probable that after hearing these things they would ask, "And why were we not all made apostles?" Whereas earlier he had used a more comforting style of conversation, proving the necessity of this outcome, drawn from the image of the body. For the body, he says, is not one part. And again, "But if all were one part, where would the body be?" And from the fact that they were given for utility. For each one was given the demonstration of the Spirit, he says, to benefit with, and from all being watered from the same Spirit, and from what is given being a gift and not a debt. For there are, he says, diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And from the demonstration of the Spirit happening equally among all. For to each one, he says, is given the demonstration through the Spirit. And from the fact that these things were constructed at the Spirit's and God's discretion, for all these, he says, work the one and the same Spirit, dividing to each one as he desires. And God has placed the members in the body just as he wanted, and from the necessity of the lesser members. For those which appear, he says, to be weaker are necessary. From their mutual necessity, as they, from the larger also needing the smaller. For the head, he says, cannot say to the feet, "I have no need of you," from the latter receiving even greater honor. For to what's missing, he says, he has given more significant honor, from collective equal concern for them, for all the members show the same concern for each other. And from there being one honor and shared sorrow among them all, for whether, he says, one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Whereas, I say, he has earlier urged them with these subjects, henceforth here and beyond, he uses words to subdue them and chide them. For, as I mentioned, it's not always our role to encourage people, nor always to quiet them. As a result, even Paul, because he encouraged them so much, confronts them fiercely now, saying,